to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Hi everyone, this is Alexandra Menners of GalacticConnection.com, and I just wanted to put a little preview before we get Kevin Annette on the phone, and just personally send all of you some massive love and a big thank you for your patience and your understanding for all the delays in the shipments and the creations of all the oils and essences for all of the services that have been going, that have been purchased in the last, say, 30 days. It has been a absolutely significant mission that I was called on, and I thank all of you, because in one way or another, without your realization, you were supporting me in one of the most important missions truly of my life, and also a very historical one as well. So I just want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for holding the space and being patient with me. You know, we have a very minimal staff, and, you know, working on shoestring budgets and staff and all that good stuff. So thank you again. I wanted to let everybody know that everything will start flowing. I will begin making all the oils, essences, and shipments, etc., by probably the end of this week. So just hang in there and know that the delay was truly for an awesome cause. And I look forward to sharing those details with you shortly. So stay tuned to Kevin Annette's incredible announcement. Thanks.
Hey everyone, this is Alexandra Menners of GalacticConnection.com, and we have an on-the-fly interview today with Kevin Annette with ITCCS.org. So please check that out while you're listening. He has some really valuable information today, and it's so cutting edge because I'm very familiar with a lot of the work I've been doing. I definitely feel that there is a momentum building across the world to truly bring down this horrific sex trafficking pedophile ring. And Kevin has some really breaking news today that I am honored to be able to share with the world. So how you doing, Kevin? You must be stoked.
Oh, I'm really quite happy with this latest development. It's historic, really. I'll just plunge right in if you like.
Go for it.
Well, people for years have been wondering, how do we actually stop these child killers, the child sacrificial rituals, the Ninth Circle cult connected to the Vatican? How do we arrest these popes and cardinals and others who are doing these crimes as we speak? Well, we now have a response, and it's coming from Russia. This last month, there's two things that need to report. First of all, this last month during August, the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State in Brussels received a communication through a member of the Russian government. And the Russians were very concerned about the recent reports we had issued about the activities of the Ninth Circle cult, and especially in Canada, the decision by the Canadian government to launch a program of state terror against the eyewitnesses to the crimes in Indian residential schools. This was revealed on July 8th by our tribunal from a government insider in Canada who showed that there had been a whole plan since 1998 to actually eliminate residential school witnesses. Wow. And the work of people like myself. Now, in response to this, the Russians basically told the ITCCS that all of this action by the Canadian government and their backers in London and Rome, the Vatican, the Queen of England, constitute real crimes against humanity, against Native people and dissidents. And they talked about the idea of possibly starting economic and legal sanctions against Canada, the Vatican, the Crown of England for these things. Now, this came in the wake of the United Nations' refusal to do that last April. And so we were very happy that the Russians and the BRICS bloc is responding to this. And as a result of that initiative by the Russians, on September 1st, the ITCCS will actually be issuing a diplomatic communique to President Vladimir Putin's office. And that message is going to request that the government, the military, and the courts of Russia intervene to halt the sacrificial practices of the Ninth Circle cult and to enforce the standing arrest warrants we have against Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, Queen Elizabeth, and all these other leaders. So this is a tremendous development. It shows that we can finally stop these people in the tracks, hopefully with the help of a major world power.
That is absolutely, I mean, I'm like throwing a party already when I saw the, yeah. Oh my God, because you and I both do so much work in this area. Now, clarify something for me when you say that the Russian government is actually received a diplomatic communique. Can you be a little bit more specific as to what that's requesting them to do?
Well, the communique is going out September 1st. This is kind of an early warning to people that it's coming down. And what the communique, it's a diplomatic note, because the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State is actually an officially recognized non-governmental organization. So it has the right to issue diplomatic messages to other governments. So, for example, one of the things that prompted Pope Benedict to resign in February 2013, just 2 weeks before the verdict of the Common Law Court in Brussels that found him guilty of these crimes of child trafficking and murder, a diplomatic note had gone out from the Spanish government to the Vatican in response to the information we had given to them. So these notes are really kind of official communiques that can be quoted publicly and everything. And they're really, in this case, it's a request to Vladimir Putin saying, look, these crimes are happening against children. These are attacks not only against innocent children, but against the sovereignty and peace of every country in the world. Because the Vatican operates as a fifth column within countries, operating according to their own laws, killing children, kidnapping them, acting with impunity. That's a threat to the security of any nation and to the world. And so as a responsible world leader, you have a duty to help us in this regard, especially since the Western Bloc is completely protecting the Vatican and these other criminal bodies, Canadian churches and these other, convicted criminal bodies. So it's really on that level. And it isn't just them asking in a one way direction, we've already got confirmation that the Russians are interested in this. This is in response to their own initiative this last month to the ITCCS.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, that so much lines up with President Putin's very consistent, very methodical release of very groundbreaking information about who is on which side, who is corrupt, who is responsible for, everything from the 9/11 fiasco, all the way to the wars that they're dealing with in his own backyard with the Ukraine, all the way to ISIS. I mean, he has really, truly been proving himself to be a world leader that we've not expected.
Well, yes, and actions banning GMOs and Monsanto and that from operating in Russia. I mean, he's done some very positive things. And, you know, I ultimately don't have illusions about any world leader. It's not like we're trusting Putin to kind of save the day or something
exactly.
On this. But the exposure this is going to give, the legitimacy to what we're doing will be tremendous. And the other good thing about this is it's coming right at the very time within Canada when the government is launching their own new cover-up. They've done that about the residential schools. Now they're covering up the continuing disappearance of Aboriginal women and children, especially in Western Canada.
Wow.
We've been coming up with new information showing who's responsible for this. And what's interesting is that the hand of the Chinese is in it. The Chinese cartels in northern British Columbia seem to be actually hiring death squads to force native people off their land. And, it's kind of ironic that Russia would show interest in getting into this because ostensibly China is one of their allies. But, you know, it shows you, I think, that Putin is flexible enough to be perhaps playing both sides, definitely trying to make political mileage out of this because he doesn't have any great love for America or Canada or England or the Vatican.
Well, and you know, I guess my other question is to kind of drop a bomb like this, where you're really asking for the Russian government to take action on, you know, such a horrific situation across the world, which of course is child trafficking. How is the Vatican reacting to this? Now, I mean, is this like the very first day that you've put this information out there, has it been trickling out?
No, this is the day we put it out. It's up at itccs.org. And also, it's going to be the main topic when we relaunch Radio Free Canada, which is going to happen on Sunday, September 4th, 6 p.m. Eastern. There's a notice about that at itccs.org. We're going to be interviewing over the next few weeks a number of insiders who can confirm a lot of what we're saying. And really, the Vatican response is very interesting because there's a number of different factions going on in the Vatican, and one of the factions like what we're doing, and they've actually been providing some information to us about this. So it's kind of like exploiting, driving a wedge between your enemies, you know, divide and conquer. They do it to us. Why can't we do it back at them?
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Absolutely. I was going to add to that. This is really... I want folks to understand that a line in the sand has been drawn from the standpoint of timing, and there are very strong, and I mean very strong, very well-backed forces of light, boots on the ground, that are making phenomenal progress, not only on the ground, not only above the ground, but below the ground. Really want to clarify.
Absolutely.
Kevin.
Well, you know, because it's so important right now, there's so much opening up about this. This is not only, this appeal is not only going to have immediate repercussions, but it's going to be followed in October by a delegation. I meant to mention this earlier. There's actually an official delegation from the ITCCS going to Russia, and I'm going to be part of the delegation.
Right.
I'm speaking at a truth conference in Prague in the Czech Republic between October 7th and 9th. And after that, our delegation is going to be heading directly to Russia to be hopefully having an audience with Putin or one of his representatives to coordinate how we can, you know, take action, not simply expose this stuff, but actually stop this child trafficking and sacrificial rituals.
Has there been any suggestion by the contact within the Russian government as to how they see that unfolding?
No, of course, they, you know, in terms of protocol, that's something they would leave to, you know, whenever we do sit down and talk with them. He was more like, you know, a back channel communicator. It wasn't an official thing. We were approached indirectly through one of the Russian embassies. But, you know, the reality is that this is showing that there's definite interest. They wouldn't just do this randomly. It isn't just somebody acting on their own. This is definitely coming from the Russian government.
Fantastic. And, you know, I myself have, I'm kind of sitting on a lot of information myself, but it's not at the right time. And I know it's very much affiliated with what you're experiencing and what you're receiving. But I do want everyone to know to stay tuned because I've got some groundbreaking information myself. And I do want everyone to understand that this is really, truly a coordinated effort. There are so many militia and military of the light that are seriously doing their time and really committing to assisting us in ridding this planet once and for all of this horrific, you know, I keep calling it a virus because that's how I see it. So, hey, Kevin, tell me a little bit about the Vatican at, from this date forward. You know, on August 22nd, what do you feel is the pulse of the essence of being at the Vatican at this time?
Well, no, I think internally it's collapsed. You know, I had that sense when I was doing those series of exorcisms and public actions outside the Vatican. It clearly felt that the place was in disarray internally. And I think that, you know, one of the signs of that is the contradictory statements and actions that their top people do all the time. Like this Pope Francis, who we know is got a lot of dirt in his own background in terms of his own child trafficking for the Argentine military junta during the 1980s. But the fact that he would make statements that are immediately disavowed by the College of Cardinals, that's never happened in papal history before. Such direct antagonism between a pope and the main, you know, ruling Italian cardinals. I mean, this is an example of really there's two or more Roman Catholic Church is in operation. And it's really a question of which faction is going to win out. The old Ratzinger faction, kind of the old European, you know, cabal, or the group around Bergoglio, which is trying to orient to the BRICS coalition. It's, you know, trying to transfer Vatican money bank into the Deutsche Bank and from there into the BRICS bank. It's all of this geopolitical maneuvering going on. And, you know, I think it's a work in progress, if you like, but it's coming down. It's legitimacy. Here's an example. In the United States, just last month, it's been shown that there's a number of American bishops in Pennsylvania that are going on trial in the Altoona Jonestown area in western Pennsylvania.
Whoa,
it came out that the prosecutor's office has shown that one of these bishops has a secret archive where all of the information about child raping priests is kept under lock and key, and he has the key. And he admitted that he gets directions from Rome to do that. So this is an open admission now that the Pope is telling his bishops to cover up and hide information, not just on child rape, but child trafficking and the hideous things connected to it, including these sacrificial rituals, which are routine, you know, within the Ninth Circle network. So this legal evidence is all coming out now. Their whole house of cards is coming down. And I think we can expect even more of this in the future.
You know, it reeks of audacity because, as everyone knows, the Vatican sits on top of, you know, what is it, thousands of square feet of relics and ancient archaeological pieces that would prove that just about everything that we have been taught is a lie.
Right.
You know, this is another perfect example of it, you know, that they hoard and they hold and they protect this information, you know, with that cover story, we're too immature to handle the truth, or we're too fearful to handle the truth.
Right. Well, we know for a fact one of the our sources has described how her uncle, who is a cardinal from Quebec in the 1960s, took her on a tour of the archives, the sub-basement area beneath the Vatican Library, And in it, he was showing her evidence about an archaeological expedition the Vatican had commissioned to Cyprus in 1958. And that archaeological evidence uncovered concrete evidence of the existence of Jesus, which completely contradicted the official line about the Catholic Church. It showed that he was married, he had siblings, children, and he was a man, but his teachings were very different than what you read in the Bible. They were more along the lines of what the Gnostics teach, the Gospel of Mary Magdalene and Thomas, that talk about wisdom, not sin, as kind of the issue spiritually. And so I remember the woman told me that she asked her uncle, well, why are you sitting? Why are you hiding this information? She said, for the reason you just said, well, we can't have people know this or the church would come down. People would lose their faith. And she said, well, why shouldn't they lose their faith in a lie? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's that old information control game, right?
Of course. And how do you see the leaving the European Union on the part of the Brits? How do you see that impacting Elizabeth Windsor's whole crown and reign?
Well, the thing about about her is that she has already effectively abdicated. And the reason she was forced out is because in the whole power block going on now in Europe is she agreed when Joseph Ratzinger came to England in 2010, and we had a big protest. There were 20,000 people again when he showed up. It was a very, very great day. But he went up to Holyrood Castle in Edinburgh and made a deal with her. They sat down together, and she agreed to the reabsorption of the Church of England, the Anglican Church, back into the Roman Catholic Church, and adopted the policy of crimen solicitanus, where Anglican priests, now along with Catholic priests, are obligated to cover up child rape and child trafficking. So by doing that, she violated her coronation oath. And there's an element within the monarchy that actually forced her abdication after that, but that was kept a secret for, you know, reasons of state and all that other nonsense. And so like in the Vatican, there's factions within all these groups. And the more we publish this evidence and information, the bigger division we're creating between those factions. So I think that's one of the reasons the Russian government acted the way they did, is they felt free to do it. They saw a weakness in the ranks of their enemy, and now they want to exploit it.
That makes so much sense, especially with all the intel and the information I've received. That makes so much sense. So, you know, the time is ripe. I mean, I think people are really, truly feeling an energetic shift on the planet anyway. And in my opinion, there have been some massive, massive breakthroughs in June on. And I don't know if some of the information you're getting aligns with that, but that's certainly what I'm seeing on my end.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of an exponential rate, you know, of these openings. And, you know, the 100th monkey phase we're in right now, suddenly there is this big shift of consciousness happening, and we're seeing proof of that every day.
Well, okay, now, quick question about the ninth circle. You and I haven't talked about that in quite some time. You have any updates on, you know, their goings-on?
Well, unfortunately, you know, they had, as we were publicizing to people on August 15th, just last week, they, conducted one of their major sacrificial rituals every year is on August 15th. Now, the year before last, we were able to break up one of those events in Montreal. But unfortunately, those sacrifices did occur. Some of the teams that were supposed to intervene did not. They were actually, the one team in Canada was exposed, and they were faced arrest, and so they had to leave quickly because there's elements within the Canadian government that are openly working with these child sacrificers, and the RCMP were on their tail. So we had to, you know, we were frustrated, unfortunately, in stopping that, and these sacrifices happened at midnight on that day in Montreal, in Washington, D.C., in London, and Rome. Now, these are routine events, and I think the very fact that they're happening like that should be a stimulus to people to say, you know, we have to now just shut these things down to save the lives of these innocent children, and that's the basis on which we're appealing to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and you know, don't forget that if you're not in a position of, you know, some sort of authority or with the military or what have you, you can still energetically be feeding the momentum of this on the inner plane. You know, I'm just reminding everyone, if we all have an intention that we know we can create this reality of removing this filth from the planet, we will do it. You know, I mean, it's like by sheer will, I think Kevin and I agree, it's by sheer will that we have continued to prod along no matter how much interference, no matter how much threats on our life, no matter how much abuse that we take on the internet, we still continue to move along. Right, Kevin?
Absolutely. And that, you know, when we're finally found our power like that, nothing can really touch us. And I don't mean to say that in a smug way. It's just a fact. I wouldn't be alive this long unless that was the case.
Yes.
And, you know, what I found interesting was, just on a personal note, whenever these big events happen, the immediate circle of friends and family around me, suddenly about 24 hours before, start getting very hostile towards me, and they start attacking me. It's almost like the other side knows, okay, let's throw some interference and distraction at this guy just on the verge of, you know, this big event coming out. So I expected this today, and I think it's simply a sign of the impact we're having that those things happen.
Well, and it's also a challenge and a reminder to all of those that are either listening to this radio show or reading the articles that are up there. You know, make your decision based on what do you feel in your heart. You know, don't be manipulated into believing that that good guy out there who's really truly sacrificed a lot of their own freedoms for this cause is not necessarily doing what they claim that they're doing. I mean, we're in such a convoluted time where so many of the people that write in, they just are not knowing who to trust and who not to trust. And there's so much information that's written to slam what I would call the white knights, the good guys.
Sure. Well, you know, people ultimately have to trust themselves, their own judgment, look at the evidence. You know, I often say to people, don't listen to the smears and the rumors. Just look at the evidence, judge mm-hmm. for yourself. You know, and I think people of good heart and mind can certainly see through lies. You know, there's the old saying, anyone can see through a lie unless they have need of the lie. So I often quote that one.
Yeah, no kidding. So back to ITCCS. Can you share with us, you know, any other future projects that you have going on? It sounds to me like there's been quite a bit of productivity, I'm going to use that word, behind the scenes in the last, you know, several months.
Well, and even the last year, I mean, because the focus of what we've been doing has been very much off the radar screen. We've been working at a local level, having people be trained and educated in the common law, setting up common law courts. And this is like roots spreading under the ground. And this is operating now in 9 countries, these training programs for the common law. Canada, there's been some big steps forward on the West Coast where we are conducting our own independent inquiry into the missing women. Look, you know, opening up the Chinese connection. There's lots of layers to this, and so I think it's really a matter of putting it into action where you are. And so again, I'd urge people, especially, to read my 2 new books, "Murder by Decree: The Crime of Genocide in Canada," that's up online at murderbydecree.com, and "Unrelenting: Between Sodom and Zion," and you can get both of those on Amazon. .com. It's really kind of a good summary of what we've been doing over the last few years, those 2 books kind of read in tandem. And also, again, to remind folks about Radio Free Canada, our new radio show that's going to be the weekly updating that people can follow. It's every Sunday starting on September 4th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time at bbsradio.com, Radio Free Canada, K-A-N-A-T-A.
Well, that sounds good. And hey, Kevin, I'm hoping that you'll have me on when I want to release my information.
Absolutely.
Because it's all about this.
We'll do it.
So, okay, well, cool. Is there anything that you want to review other than that? Is there any other details about perhaps maybe the BRICS nations in general, not just Russia, but, you know, some of the other nations that are involved in BRICS? Are you feeling that they as a conglomerate are really showing that they want to take a very specific stance in this?
Well, it's interesting because like in any power block, there's different interests, and I wouldn't paint any one side as good and the other as evil. I think you have elements of that within both. The thing about the BRICS axis of power is that it's a because it's a counterweight, it was kind of like during the Cold War between Russia and America. The very fact that you've got a counterweight means that people around the world think, well, we don't have to, you know, be intimidated by this cabal anymore. We can make, like, look at what we're doing with the Ninth Circle, you know, exposing them and the appeal to Vladimir Putin. The fact that he's taking a quasi-independent stance in the world means perhaps that's an avenue, that, you know, that's a way to lever other courts and other governments to take a similar action against the Vatican. So I think we can definitely use that the fact that there's another pull of attraction in that way in the world. As to the details, there's a lot of that coming in all the time. It could even constitute a whole show to talk about that. But I think for now, you know, our big news is like this reaching out by Russia and then our delegation there in October and our appeal to Vladimir Putin. And as that develops, we'll certainly we'll be covering that on Radio Free Canada and at ITCCS.org.
God, this is so exciting, and everything you've shared is just so encouraging. I really thank you again, Kevin, for your dedication. I know what you've gone through, at least somewhat, and I honor your fearlessness and your dedication and the fact that nothing has swayed you from continuing on your passion to free these children from this maniacal network. So everybody, please stay tuned. Once again, check out Kevin's website at itccs.org. You can also order his books, murderbydecree.com. I have read both of them. They're really excellent for reference material and really getting a clear indication of what is truly going on all the time, you know, behind closed doors, primarily underground, under the ground we walk on, okay, and just really opening people's eyes. I know this is not a comfortable topic for people to focus on, but as you all know, this is the core rotten seed of the whole thing, because we're talking about the children. We're talking about the souls of the children. And we're also talking about the fact that there are so many adults that are walking around that have completely been abused, and I'm going to use the word obliterated mentally and emotionally, because this has happened to them at one time. So we could not do a better thing for the planet and the people than bring this whole network down. Okay, so Kevin, thanks again. And everybody, okay. Please continue to send him lots of love and lots of protection. And I know he's protected by a higher guy, right? higher girl, higher it, right?
Thanks, Alexandra. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody. And you guys stay tuned. Lots of love.